WRVJ258. WSHF 567, monitoring. All right, WSHM 738, over. WSHM 738, good morning, Cappers.
Morning, time follow, WSBT 754.
Good morning, Charlie. Let's get the second Monday out of the way here.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Supposed to get 40 degrees today, man. It's summertime.
Well, good, because we need to, I thought I seen that on my watch this morning. That's good. That should help promote some melt.
Yeah, man, I hope so. I got to drop my truck off for some repairs this afternoon, so I probably won't be around the rest of the week.
Okay.
It appears I'm losing a little water.
Oh, yeah, so it's got a small leak somewhere.
Yeah, I suspect it's the water pump.
Yeah, maybe through the seal.
I'm debating whether to borrow my son's Ranger, well, grandson's. He ain't driving yet, but they picked him up a Ranger. Or I might use my wife's car tomorrow, or I might take a couple days of PTO.
Yeah, I like saving my days for something more important, but you know what? To each his own. You gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean?
Man, I got a boatload of hours. I can afford it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
When you have a job, you have benefits.
That's correct. But, I mean, it's not a benefit like, you know, sitting on your butt all day. That's a pretty good benefit. It just doesn't pay well.
Nope. But you know what? Just like you, man, I can't wait to try out that feeling.
Yeah, I talk about it every day now because I am getting close.
I'll never be able to get that status. Morning, guys. WRWB 49.
Good morning.
Morning time, Mike.
Get there, you're just a lot younger than us, Mike. It'll just take you a few more years, that's all. I mean, we're in that position not too long ago. forgot exactly how old you are. Aren't you early 40s or something? I don't even know.
Yeah, 41. Well, they always keep talking about, in the next few years, Social Security is not going to be there, blah, blah, blah. But, okay. Well, then I guess work till I die.
Talking about that 20 years ago.
Well, at least you're not like the kid at work. Just turned 21, I think, another month. Imagine how long he's got to go.
I just tell you, Mike, I don't want you to divulge it here, but, take advantage of any work program they got to stab money away, and if they don't offer that, first of all, if they do offer it, like a 401k or whatever, whatever you put in is before taxes, so it doesn't quite have the feel like exactly what you're ripping out of your check to put in, because it's done before the taxes are taken out, so it lowers you in a bracket, helps you two different ways, defers the taxes till later. And if they're not offering that program, you need to do it yourself. I don't care if it's $25 a week and stashed away and have good patience not to touch it and just keep stacking it away so there is something for later. You'd be surprised 10, 20 years goes by how much you got.
No, I got things. I just, we're just throwing it out there. But, about 20 more years, 25, 30 more years, Who knows? I like to work, so, I'm a workaholic. So who knows?
Cut the first 25, buy a new Bofang with some audio.
Let me just talk to it closer. I got stuff. I feel really bad for the ones that, that are just starting out in life now. They may not get to enjoy that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Charlie's place is, we talked about this before. Look, if I had not put in the 401k a long time ago, I don't know that I would have had enough obedience to put it away on my own.
Some of these kids nowadays are working on the body bag plan.
Yeah, I just don't want to be that guy that gets carried out of work on a stretcher, right? He worked all that time for nothing. I have plans for that, too. Because you never know, right? Hey, you could be an 84-year-old lady and get snatched out of your house in the foothills of the Tucson, Arizona mountains, so you just never know, but, that happens, my money goes somewhere, and you got to have those plans in place.
Well, the last guy that retired here didn't make it 1 month, almost to the day, and he dropped, never even got a Social Security check. Neighbor across the street, his wife just passed away the 9th of January, and she never was able to draw a check. So you never know what's going to happen.
That is true. Some of those radio bullies could get me, Mike. You know the threats that they've all made.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Taking your life in your hands, stopping for donuts.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Marinos, and then, oh my God.
Where at, Mike?
Never mind, repeat it.
Now, that's not where I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Daily Dozen there at 9 and Shaner.
Oh, that one. Oh my God. Yeah. Holy cow. He's gonna get you.
It's a great donuts, actually. They got a place there. It's 15 in Dodge Park. They're not, like, open every day. They got kind of a weird schedule over there. So, yeah, anyway, they're good donuts.
Never been to that one. I'll check them out one day if I'm down that way.
Yeah, there you go. I guess at 3:30 in the morning, somebody was playing some recordings off another radio, I guess I was told, on that 443-550. It's like at 3:30 in the morning. Can you believe it?
Well, I can believe it because if it's the people I'm thinking of, none of them guys work anyway. I mean, they sit at home all day. You know, they don't do nothing.
Unbelievable, man. Good Lord.
Maths will do that to you.
Yeah, I mean, just unbelievable. 3:30 in the morning. Hell, I'm not even up that early and I work.
I'm barely climbing out of bed at 3:30, man. I ain't got time for that kind of crap. You know, and you want to say it's unbelievable, but anymore, nah, it's almost expected.
Yeah, you got a certain class of people for sure, so it's about accurate. And that's even a half hour before I get up. Anyway. All right, that's all I know. 45-degree day sounds good, 43, whatever it's going to be. I hope the sun is blazing, too.
I can only hope it'll melt some of the snow.
Yeah, I'm done looking at it. I'm done looking at it. I'm done with it. I'm done. Alright guys, well I'm going to go ahead and make the coffee and see what kind of damage these new guys did last night. This ought to be interesting. I'll catch you this afternoon. And I don't know if you heard Mike, but I might be dropping my truck off to get to some repairs done this afternoon, so I may not be on the radio the rest of the week. Y'all got safe, WSBT 754.
All right, man. We'll catch you later. I'll keep that in mind. WRWB 49. And we'll be listening. Unless you're still going to be in there, Paul.
See you later. Good luck with the truck.
So, 3:30 in the morning. Man. Huh. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Ah, sweet key on me. I heard the, should have been in there. What's going on there?
It was IDing itself while you were keyed up.
Okay, yeah, because I dropped and I heard the K, and there's usually, like, a little bit of delay.
You watch, John and Jim will get the blame for it, just like they got the blame for it the last time, for something they didn't do.
Yeah, well, I think John probably keyed up and said something there, and that's why they did it. So, I think... ...point in their head they're trying to make...
now. Now they're trying to do it here. Okay.
The ruling of... Yeah, you know who that one is. The guy that likes to sit on a chair in a courtroom and swear. It's the three amigos.
I don't know. I think that one, that one had, you know, a Stella Rosa, you know, in his hand, sipping on it, at, you know, this time.
Doing it. The three amigos, you know, they're the three main guys right there. They have a few more in their crew, but three main ones. Alright, anyways, I'll catch you later, Mike. I'm going to get skedaddling here. We'll catch you later. Have a good do what the other guy did.
Well, the one that supplied him, you know, he may not last long. You know, it'll get him too, you know. Anyway, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Not shifting. Your shift is off. And you type in the frequency instead of going to the channel that's programmed.
USIA 776.
There you go, now you turned your shift on. So, I'm working from home today. Gotta wait for the repeater to unkey before you key up. Beep beep. Is it unkey?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm working from home today. I got a mild fever and they told me to get the heck out of here and I'm just gonna go home and work from the laptop today.
I mean, well, different location, but nothing different.
Yeah. Just means I don't gotta walk around and watch machines all day. I just gotta sit there, program, and send it over through email.
That won't be that difficult. You know, eventually you could actually probably do it directly.
43 degrees today.
Really nice and warm.
Yeah, it's gonna be Oh no, I think it's 41 today, and 43 I think was Thursday. If I'm not mistaken. I don't know, man. My brain's kind of a little hot right now.
Right.
Home yesterday from work. I went into work just a sore throat. I was fine. I've had a sore throat for a week now, so figured it was the weather, dryness outside. And as the day went on, my body got more and more, whatever it's called, just got more and more body aches and everything. I'm like, man, what the heck is going on? And I started getting really cold. I started bundling up on hoodies, put on my winter coat, baked the furnace, and had it set at 80 degrees. And made it through the day, went home, took a hot shower, and went to bed. Woke up for work this morning, went in, and I go, hey, we seen how sick you were yesterday. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not in bed today. You know, I'm just trying to do this too. They go, yeah, but we don't need you exerting yourself. Just go home. Hop on the computer and program.
Be better off that way. And the only downfall of that is I think you just got yourself a touch of the blue.
Just gonna go home. All I gotta do is send them a program for each machine. Each part, there's about, I don't know, 800 parts or so. So I'm gonna send the programs in and then go so I can sleep.
It's only taking a couple hours.
Not even, these are pretty basic programs, it's just a simple of, you know, they're 900 parts, so we keep them busy in the shop, I get to sit there and do nothing.
Okay, it's not your usual 5 angles, 12 holes and all that.
Just a simple, it's a rod that gets a hole drilled and tapped, and then, all done. So they could probably do 4 at a time, and it would take me 3 minutes to program it and email it over, and then it would take them 2 days to finish.
A couple of days, hours worth of work for you, and a couple of days for them. It kind of works out.
Nope. Slip-up happened this morning. I'll have to let you know about it later on. It's kind of funny. And did you see all those the posts on Facebook and the radio group?
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. That's all I can say.
Absolutely hilarious.
This isn't the word for it. It's going to drive that individual crazy.
This way, our other guy, he sent them a picture of one, and he told them to mix the two together. I can't wait to see that one.
I've seen them all already, and let me tell you, I thought the one was Scorpio.
It could have been. Oh, absolutely, cinema.
But I want it in my tight ass.
Hey, man, I lost language.
But yeah, something about I want it in my butt.
Something like that, I don't know. Either way, it's absolutely hilarious. I don't even know how they do it so good.
What kind of AI program, whoever it is, he or she, whoever's doing it, that's it's pretty good. You know, I'm fathomed by it a little bit.
That's the funny thing, man, is they're not hiding. They could care less than be found out, so I'm just going to say, you know, it's not the fact of what it is, it's who it's coming from. It's his own kids, man, all three of them.
That alone tells you something's wrong with the dad. When all three of your kids are attacking you, you've definitely got something wrong.
Yeah, maybe they'll work it out one day. WRCQ 607.
IA 776.
I have the old lady lock the dogs up still, and I'll just hide in the back room the whole time. Your phone's sitting next to you.
WIZX 218 WIUG 48 copy.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSCG 572, standing by. WSCG 572, clear.
WRNW 329, come out of
here. Hey, you want to
this is making sure you didn't look like that guy on Nancy's porch.
The guy on Nancy's porch?
Oh my God, do you watch TV?
Just American Idol and all shows. Yeah, Nancy's porch. What show is that from?
It's like called Real Life. There's a guy that snatched up at Savannah Guthrie's mom. The whole situation going on in Tucson.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, it don't look good. They got some video from the doorbell today. So, that dude looked like he meant business.
Do you look like me with a hoodie on?
No, he wasn't that big around.
Well, fancy meeting you here. I just had a job I had to go on. Just coming back home.
Hey, well, you know, I pay attention to stuff, so... You know, bingo, I spotted you from about three cars away. So, I seen the antennae on the car.
Cool, I got multi-antennae now.
You're probably getting close to home.
Yeah, actually I just pulled into the driveway.
73 to Jim from WSHM 738.
All right, 7 Church, WRUV
5 WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSBT 754.
Good afternoon, Charlie. What's going on?
Same as every day, you know. Gonna be dropping this thing off tonight, so I won't be on the air tomorrow.
What are you, souping it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm receiving find a leak. That was funny. You know, I topped it off last night, and today, at lunchtime, or at break, one or the other, I went out and I popped the hood and had it running, you know, for a while. In fact, it was at lunch, right at the end of lunch. Popped the hood, it was that temperature. Couldn't see nothing. Couldn't find no leak, no wet, no nothing.
Check the oil.
Well, I checked it, you know, that one day, and there's no no water in it, so I don't know.
White smoke coming out of the tailpipe.
Negative, man. Said there's no water in the oil. It was looked like oil. It wasn't milky or frothy or nothing like that, so it's not getting into the cylinders.
Could just be a low volume coolant leak somewhere, you know, that happens. My truck, my other truck has a pass through that goes, you know, through the throttle body, and you know, right there, you know, the, sometimes it leaks, but you never know it because it burns off before it can even hit the ground.
Yeah, but I had a definite puddle under the truck last night. You know, I didn't stick my fingers to it, you know, to see what it was, but I seen it, you know. It was dark out, so I don't know. But it wasn't oil, you know. I mean, the oil's fine. And I know I was losing water at some point, so I don't know, man. Got me stumped.
Water in the transmission?
No, I mean, like I said, Mike, it was, there was a puddle on the ground, you know. And there's a spot in my driveway where it was sitting all weekend. That's not huge, but, you know, fairly large enough, and you can see where the snow was melting off of it, so. Yeah, I don't know, man. There's some kind of a drip someplace there.
We'll just have to pressurize the system and then go from there and see where it's leaking.
Yeah, I mean, however they do it, I'm going to drop it off and let them deal with it. I ain't got time or the place to work on it.
I hear you there, man. You know, shit happens. I mean, stuff happens.
It's got 188,000 miles, so it's bound to have some leak somewhere. I'm surprised I don't have oil leaks at all. Zero oil leaks on it. And I didn't see anything when I looked at it. It didn't look wet around the water pump or nothing, so I don't know. That's why I take it to the professionals.
Like this one here, you know, I'm driving. Every now and then the throttle pedal position sensor likes to give me trouble. Every once in a great while, it's like, oh man, here we go again.
So far I haven't had any sensor issues. I've been lucky. I've had this thing 10 years now, 188,055 miles. It's been pretty much trouble-free, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it just, every now and then, this, you know, stupid thing acts up. Yeah, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So just plug in the code reader and erase the code, and I'm good to go down the road.
And we're coming to a stop. Just peachy.
Must have been before the 240 because I got on at the 240 and there was no stop.
Yeah. This 233 and a half. I'm not even to Harper.
Because of that the Shirk Road exit, you know, in that area. Never failed. Between there and all the way up to the like the 237.
Yeah, this is something else I won't miss. I won't miss this kind of crap at all, man.
I don't blame you. That's why, like I said, I like working up, you know, north of where I live. Because, you know, there's like no traffic up here.
When I retire, I'll be the cause of all this, man. I'll be that guy doing 70 mile an hour on the dot in the left lane and refuse to move. Good straight ahead, two hands on the wheel, got blinders on.
All right, WRWD49.
USPT 754. It's stop and go, stop and go.
In a video, somebody had drove their brand new Lamborghini out there on the ice over this, over the weekend, right there in Fairhaven. Brand new Lamborghini. But why would you take that out there?
I heard about that. You know what? I'm willing to bet that was the owner's son that did something that stupid.
Wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, imagine it's like, and they were trying to drift with it, you know. And it's like, I could see if they were, you know, on a flat surface. No, they were going through snow drifts. Like, oh boy, that's not good for the body panels or the bottom of it.
That would be a real good candidate for a DUI investigation.
Something. That's crazy. You know, that thing has got to be worth at least, what, over $100,000, if not more.
Imagine a kid's dad opening up Facebook and sees a picture of his car out there or a video drifting on the ice on the lake. I think that'd still be beating him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, a guy at work told me about that today. I don't know where he heard it or seen it, but whatever. But man, you gotta be some kind of fool, man.
It was all over Facebook, you know. You just open it up and it's like, wow, all these people, you know, posting about it, putting it on the internet. Yeah, it doesn't take long anymore for social media. Things spread like wildfire.
Back in the 70s, it was bus drivers. I don't know how many times my mom knew I was doing something before I even got home because some bus driver saw it and told her. My mom was a school bus driver for a while. She heard everything, man. You couldn't do nothing, man. If a bus saw you, you were busted.
I believe it. Yep.
-47 degrees. This is awesome. A little bit of snow melting going on.
Melting, but, you know, it's got that dampness in the air. Not good for arthritis.
Yeah, you can see the moisture in the air. Gray up in the sky, you can tell it's all evaporating. Here's the culprit. A little bit of a fender bender right here, about 237, just before the hill. It might have hit this water puddle right here, I don't know. And a copper. Heck yeah. Now we're rolling.
You know, rubbernecker. Oh boy. Well, I rope, so I will talk to you later, I guess, Friday.
Alright, Mike, yeah, you're breaking up anyway. Yeah, I'm going to drop this off tonight, so I don't know when I'll get it back, so I'll be out there at least a couple days anyway, so. Catch you when I catch you, man. WSBT 754. Have a good night, Mike.
WSTU 844 calling WFHR 566. No copy, WSHR 566, WSTU 844 clear.
WSJF 896, monitoring on the mobile.
Yeah, is this it?
WSJF 896, mobile and Rochester.
WSCU 202 to 946, you out there? No copy. WSCU 202 and we're clear.
WB 49 and we're standing by.